Fireside by Vic Spess. Ron grinned as he saw the familiar owl heading towards the kitchen window, knowing exactly what the owl was carrying. When the owl flew in through the window, he fed it an owl treat in return for the letter that it had been carrying. Tearing open the envelope, he read it through and grinned, before yelling out to Harry.
"Oi, Harry!
Mom's just sent a letter. We're invited for Christmas. Any objections?"
Harry materialized in the doorway, still in his pajamas, like Ron, scrubbing a hand through his hair as he yawned.
"What?"
"Mom wants to know if we're going for Christmas or not. I'm assuming the answer's yes."
Harry simply raised an eyebrow.
"Why are you bothering to ask? We may be able to cook, but there's no way in hell that I'm giving up Christmas at your mom's."
"That's what I thought, but I figured I'd check. This way, you won't look so completely clueless when Hermione brings it up at lunch tomorrow, and we won't both get it in the neck for not being organized or communicating with each other."
Ron pulled a face at the word communicating. Incidentally, one of the things that had been a reason for his amicable breakup with the witch.
"Is that tomorrow? She'll start asking us about presents, and it's too early to be thinking about that. She's just too hyper-organized. I mean, she's been friends with us for over 8 years. She has to know by now that we do everything last minute, right?"
"It's Hermione, mate. I think she's always hoping we might come round to her side of things."
Ron stepped closer to Harry and rested a hand on Harry's hip, forcing Harry to tip his head up and look him in the eye.
"You sure you want to go for Christmas? I mean, it's our first one here in Godric's Hollow, rather than in the flat, and..."
"No, I definitely want to go. It doesn't really feel like a proper Christmas if we're not at the Burrow. It'll be weird, though. My first Weasley Christmas as your boyfriend, not your best friend."
"Yeah, but nothing's really changed, though, has it? Still the same as it was before, just with added sex."
"I suppose. Your parents are okay with it, aren't they?"
Harry bit his lip in that awfully endearing way of his, the one that inevitably had Ron wanting to be the one biting that tempting lip, and he had to force himself to pay attention to and answer the question.
"Harry, stop being so ridiculous. Okay, Mom had thought you were going to marry Jenny and give her plenty of grandkids, but she'd practically adopted you that day you asked her how to get onto the platform, and she's delighted that you'll end up part of the family anyway. Right, I'll from the shop later."
"What time are you due at the shop?"
"Not until lunchtime. Why?"
Harry looked up at Ron through his eyelashes and stepped even closer, sliding a hand up Ron's chest to cup the back of his neck as he did so.
"Well, how about coming back to bed until you have to go?"
This time, Ron was the one biting that full bottom lip as he manhandled Harry back towards the bedroom, both of them tripping over various items as they paid more attention to each other than where they were going. It had been the Christmas that everyone had come to expect from Molly Weasley. Really, the Weasley matriarch could give the house elves in the Hogwarts kitchens a run for their money. The kitchen looked as though she were trying to feed the 5,000. Pots of vegetables bubbled on the stove, delicious turkey-like smells emanated from the oven, and the counter was piled high with mince pies, chocolates, and a variety of cookies. The fridge was stuffed full with drinks, plenty of alcohol for the adults, and soft drinks for the children. The fridge and the pantry weren't the only things that were stuffed. The Burrow itself was. In addition to Molly and Arthur, all of the children were home for Christmas and had been joined by their respective spouses, partners, and children. In the case of Bill and Fleur, as well as Percy and Audrey, they had decided to spend Christmas Eve in their own homes for the children, fleeing to the Burrow in time for breakfast and presents with the family. Harry and Ron had decided to do the same, not because of children, but simply because it was their first Christmas in the house at Godric's Hollow, and they wanted to christen it somewhat. However, they would all be staying Christmas night. Arthur's mulled wine was lethal, and trying to get home would be a risky business. And they'd be joining George and Angelina, as well as the rest of the Weasley siblings. Ginny was between boyfriends at the moment, as were Charlie and Fred, and they were joined by Hermione, who, even though she'd split up with Ron and had a new boyfriend, was still an integral part of family gatherings at the Burrow. That
wasn't counting the various members of the Order that would be appearing for Christmas dinner. Nobody willing to turn down Molly Weasley's food when it was offered. It was the perfect day, the kind of Christmas that he wished he had had with his parents and Sirius. But the fact that he was celebrating it with his boyfriend and surrogate family was just as good. Harry squeaked in surprise as Ron pushed him up against the wall next to the front door and claimed his lips in a hungry kiss. He tried to protest, but as Ron's tall and lean body pressed against him, sandwiching him between wall and Ron's body, whatever protests he had had slipped right out of his mind. As Ron's hand slipped over Harry's hip and down beyond the waistband, Harry pulled away, his indignation coming flooding back.
"What do you think you're doing? Your parents are in the living room. What if they had heard us?"
"I'm kissing you. They've seen us kissing before.
Harry, I'm the youngest of 7 sons, so they're not really going to be surprised by whatever they see."
"Yes, but were you really going to stop at kissing?
I don't really want your mum to see us doing that. And what about your nieces and nephews? Or Teddy? They'd be traumatized if they saw anything."
"Did you forget that Fred and George are my older siblings? Then there's Bill, who's married to Fleur, and Charlie. There's very little that Mum and Dad haven't seen by now. Besides, I think the kids are slightly more distracted by the millions of toys that they've been given today by all their doting family members."
"I know, but it still feels weird."
Harry wriggled slightly, pushing Ron away as Ginny materialized from the living room and sent a smirk their way before disappearing into the kitchen.
"Please, can we just wait until we're in our room?"
"We can try, but I'm not promising anything." Ron let Harry turn around to head back into the living room before smirking. He had no intention of waiting until they were in their room. He knew when and where he wanted Harry, and Harry would no doubt object. Ron managed to resist and keep his hands off Harry for the rest of the evening, or he mostly managed to keep his hands to himself. There were a few moments where he had earned them a few wolf whistles, catcalls, and ribald comments from the twins. At one point, Ron had disappeared to collect the supplies that he needed, secreting them out of sight from everybody else until they were needed. By the time that everybody vacated the room in search of bed, Harry was half asleep, sprawled all over Ron. Ron smiled to himself as the sounds of his family died down to leave the house in silence. Time to put his plans into action. Harry woke up from his doze, being kissed awake by Ron. When his eyes finally came into focus, he realized that they were the only two still awake and still downstairs. Whilst he had been napping, everybody else had gone to bed, leaving just the two of them lying on the rug in front of the fire. Seats had been at a premium, and anyone under the age of 30 had been relegated to the floor. With the room lit just by the firelight and the glowing lights of the Christmas tree. Even though the day had been very relaxed, and even though they had been among friends, it had taken Harry a while to feel comfortable and secure in being affectionate with Ron in front of the rest of the family. It was completely different for various members of the family knowing that they were in a relationship and actually seeing that. It wasn't even as though this was a new relationship, but Harry couldn't help but be aware that it was only 2 Christmases ago that he was here as Ginny's boyfriend. By the time they'd sat down to dinner, he was feeling more comfortable, and then, when they were all attempting to ease the feeling of having eaten far too much, he was more than happy to relax back into Ron's chest and accept the occasional kisses when they were given. Now that it was just the two of them, he responded to the kisses Ron was offering, eagerly, as Ron shifted so that he was hovering over Harry, pressing him back into the carpet. Harry moaned softly and wrapped his arms around Ron's neck, tugging him down so that he was blanketing Harry's body. Despite having left the Aurors, Harry had maintained the muscle and physique that he had built up whilst working for them, but he was never going to get close to Ron's build. The redhead still dwarfed him, and, Harry suspected, always would. He would never be able to reverse the impact of the Dursleys' treatment of him as a child. To be honest, he wasn't really complaining. He liked this feeling. Liked Ron's broad-shouldered frame dwarfing him, and he arched up into Ron, moaning softly as Ron lowered himself
so that he was resting his full body weight on Harry. Harry gasped and threw his head back as Ron nipped at his jaw and then bit gently at the pulse point at the base of Harry's throat before soothing it with his tongue. That move was guaranteed to make Harry more pliant, and Ron knew it, because as soon as he did it, Harry melted and gave no protest as Ron stripped them both of their Weasley jumpers and shirts. The setting faded to the back of Harry's mind as hands roamed bodies amid shared kisses. It was only when Ron stripped off both their jeans and underwear that he came to his senses and remembered that they were on the living room floor in Ron's parents' house about to have sex, and he slapped Ron's hands away with protest, hands groping for his abandoned clothes.
"Come on, Harry. Where's your sense of adventure?"
Even as he spoke, Ron didn't bother to remove his mouth from Harry's body.
"I left it at home in Godric's Hollow. This isn't like having a quickie in the back of the shop while you're on your lunch break."
Harry's hips bucked up as Ron nipped the skin just above his hip bone.
"Oh, fuck, do that again."
Ron smirked.
"You were saying?"
"Ron, just shut up and do something."
The words had barely escaped his mouth before Harry was gasping at the cold sensation within him as Ron murmured the words for a lubrication charm and took advantage of his open mouth, licking languorously into Harry's mouth and only pulling away when their lungs were screaming for air. Harry whimpered as long, slick fingers slid into him, stretching him carefully but quickly, and then Ron was sliding fully into him, muffling both Harry's moans and his own with his mouth. The fact that they were in a position where they could very easily be caught, should someone wake up, added a sense of urgency to their actions, especially when you considered the fact that they were, in a sense, still very much in the honeymoon stage of their relationship, where they couldn't get enough of each other. Their mouths met over and over again in a series of messy kisses as they struggled to keep their moans and words at a volume where they couldn't be heard. As Ron rocked in and out of Harry, his pace steadily speeding up even as he encouraged Harry to hitch one of his legs up to wrap around Ron's hip so that he could achieve deeper penetration. There would be time for slow and sensual later. Now was not the time. Neither of them were capable of comprehensible conversation. All that was escaping their mouths was a mixture of soft moans and whimpers, along with huffs of breath and various combinations of fuck, please, and more. Neither of them were going to last long, and Ron knew that. Feeling himself getting closer to the edge, he reached between them, and with a fair amount of fumbling, he grasped Harry's cock in one large hand. It only took a few strokes before Harry was spilling himself over his stomach and Ron's hand, biting his lip hard to stop himself from making too much noise. Harry's orgasm caused him to clench convulsively around Ron's cock, milking his own release from him and causing him to slump over Harry's body in exhaustion, absent-mindedly pressing a kiss against one sweat-dampened temple. All of a sudden, there was the sound of footsteps coming down the stairs, the only hint that someone was moving, a slight creak on the odd stair, and it sent them, or rather Harry, into a panic. He tried to move, but, pinned as he was by Ron, he couldn't. He hissed at Ron to move, but Ron simply shifted, and reaching out with one long arm, produced a familiar item.
"You can't be serious, Ron. My invisibility cloak? There's no way that we're both going to fit underneath that. He's going to catch us."
"We'll be fine. Just stop arguing, otherwise he'll hear us, never mind catch us."
Harry shut up and allowed Ron to fling the cloak over them, praying that it would cover them and that Arthur wouldn't see them. This was exactly what he hadn't wanted to happen this Christmas. This was far from being his first Christmas at the Burrow. He'd been there as Ron's best friend, Ginny's boyfriend, then Ron's best friend and Ginny's ex, and now he was here as Ron's boyfriend. Molly and Arthur treated him as part of the family, but even so, being caught shagging their youngest son was something that he really hadn't wanted to happen. He held his breath, feeling Ron's hot breath on his neck, and uncomfortably aware of his own release, uncomfortably sticking to his skin, as they listened to the sounds of Arthur, wandering around, checking the locks, and obviously looking for the source of the noise that he had heard. It seemed to take an uncomfortably long time, before they heard the stairs creak and the faint click of a door shutting as Arthur headed back upstairs to bed. Ron flung the cloak off, and Harry breathed a sigh of relief, while Ron just grinned widely. Harry pulled a face and attempted to push Ron off him, wincing as their skins stuck together. Ron simply reached for the closest item of clothing and made moves to clean them off with it, before Harry caught sight of what he was intending to use.
"Oh, God, Ron, use something else. We've just nearly been caught by your dad. Please don't defile your Weasley jumper as well."
The following morning, while everyone sat at breakfast wearing their Weasley jumpers, whether they were family or significant others, Harry was blushing like a furnace. Knowing what Ron's jumper had been used for the previous night, he was only wearing it this morning thanks to several hastily applied extra-strength cleaning charms, he couldn't look Ron in the eye, or Arthur for that matter. He just knew that Arthur had seen them the previous night. When Molly asked Arthur if he'd worked out what that noise they'd heard in the night was, Harry knew that he was never going to forgive Ron for this. At the very least, it was going to take a hell of a lot of groveling.